Good morning. Happy Pentecost Sunday. I brought my Bible with me here, so I was going to talk a little bit about Pentecost. And
Miss Becky, I found a birthday present for you.
Stacy, it's not my birthday.
Well, I know that, but obviously somebody else doesn't and wanted you to have a present, and it's pretty big. That's your name.
Where did you find it?
It was outside the office. Everything gets dropped outside the office. You never know what you're going to find.
I was just in the office and it wasn't there.
It's where I found it. You going to open it?
I don't know. I don't know if I should open. I don't know who it's from. I don't know where it came from. It's not my birthday.
Open it!
I'd recommend starting with the card. Maybe it'll tell us who it's from. You mean to hold your stuff?
I'll just put it down. Thanks.
Bible on the ground?
All right, I'll open the card and then we'll see. All right. My beloved child, I trust you know how to use this to bring good into the world. It is needed now more than ever. Love me?
Who's me?
Minda? Is it from Minda? No.
M-E. Midori?
Midori, no. Maybe. No, but the
She's
E.
Not an E.
But the E.
Marshall?
Marshall?
No, it's not an
Mia?
E last name.
Is it from Mia? No,
no.
Piga.
How about music, comma? No, none of them start with an E.
I don't know if I know anyone with the initials M-E.
Leia, do you know who M-E is? Scott, you're really smart. Do you know who M.E. is? Oh, is it from you? I think he's
Miss
joking
Wednesday,
with us.
You're a trickster. Did you?
It's got to be the EQ. No?
No.
Me. Maybe if you open it, we'll figure out who it is. I'll hold the card.
I think this is a joke. It feels pretty empty.
You know how to use this. What do you know how to use? Is it a computer? You're better at that than me. To bring good into the world. It's baking supplies. That would be for Leia.
I don't know. It's pretty empty.
Needed now more than ever.
Oh, Stacy, I know what it is. I know exactly what it is.
What is it?
Well,
it looks like you've been coloring this week.
This week, our family Faithline challenge for our kids was to color pictures of the Pentecost flame and to take pictures with it over their head, just like the disciples had back on the original day of Pentecost.
Oh. So who's me?
I think this is my present from God.
Yes.
Back in the book of Acts, we can read the story of Pentecost, when the disciples were all gathered in one place, and they heard the sound of the mighty wind, and they saw tongues of flame come and rest over one another's heads. And even more than that, they felt the power of the Holy Spirit growing within themselves to do mighty things in God's name. To teach about Jesus, to love other people, and to spread that joy all through the world, doing things that they never thought that they would be able to do.
To bring good into the world.
I think I know how to do it. And I think with your help, we can all bring a lot of good into the world.
Because it is definitely needed now more than ever.
Absolutely. I did write my prayer today, though.
Right.
So, friends, please join me in the spirit of prayer. Dear God, thank you so much for sending us the gift of the Holy Spirit to teach us and to guide us. And God, please fill us each day with that Holy Spirit to go and bring light and love and joy into our world. For we know that it is His light shining into our lives and through us, out into a world that needs you more than ever. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Miss Becky.
As I said, we had many of our kids join in our activity to color their pictures with the Holy Spirit and take and send me pictures. I think I'm going to post them on our Facebook page.
I'd love to see them.
But our winner this week, the Donahue family. Congratulations, Jordan and Jennifer. Thank you for your coloring and for your pictures. To you all, keep spreading that joy.
Well, thank you, Miss Becky. And before we move into our joys and concerns, we have a very special announcement this morning. Check it out.